This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There are some skills you just have to have.
Well, yeah, you'll learn out of necessity if you own a house.
Oh, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about, like, daily life skills. And maybe not even daily, but, like, when it comes to being a human being, right? Like, you can't function without them as an adult.
All right.
Yet, we're about to tell you something shocking and maybe a little disheartening.
Ooh.
Because if there are grown people asking these questions, we might have some problems.
Okay.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So Google released some information this week.
Yeah.
You see, Google collects all of the things that we search for. They save them, right?
Right.
And that's why when you start typing something into Google, the question fills itself out for
How
you.
Do you, and then fill in the blank. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Right. They're the most commonly asked things in your area, and it helps you out. It's called Google Trends, and that program just turned 15 years old.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that, yeah. So to celebrate, they shared the five most searched things in the world in the last 15 years. So, Tommy, over the last decade and a half, what do you think the most common question typed into Google was?
I'm guessing it would be like a health question.
Okay, you're wrong. Kimmy, what do you think it was?
Something about animals.
No.
Oh.
What terrible guesses.
All right.
Okay.
The most common question asked of Google in the last 15 years was, what time is it?
What time is it?
But you're
on a computer.
I know.
Look in the corner. That's insane.
Yeah, whatever device you're searching on
has a clock.
Makes sense.
Like everything I own now has a clock.
Unless it's the start of what time is it, like, and then in blah.
Okay. So, wait,
that's on my phone. I could just, my phone has a world clock in it if I want to use it.
Okay, so that is the most commonly asked question worldwide in the last 15 years.
What time is it? How dumb are we?
Bro, it gets worse from there because question number two don't get much better.
Right.
The second most commonly asked question worldwide into Google of the last 15 years, how to tie a tie.
Oh, okay.
All right, well.
It's a common problem, I guess.
Okay, see, here's the thing. That's a head scratcher as well. What man doesn't know how to tie a tie?
I haven't worn a tie. Last time I wore a tie was when I got married.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I haven't worn a tie 20 years at least. Well, no, I would say almost 30 years since I've really worn a tie on a regular basis.
But you know how to tie a tie.
Kind of. So I have Googled it because I forgot how to do the Windsor.
You Googled how to tie a tie?
Yeah, I had to. I forgot.
As a grown man.
But you don't do it.
I don't do it either. But
and
the
there
muscle-
are different, yeah, to his point, there are different like knots you can tie it in, right? So if it's if you want to switch it up, do a little different look.
Okay. I did the douchiest thing. Even I went way beyond that.
What'd you do?
I had to find out how to do a pocket square.
Okay,
for my suit for the wedding.
Pocket square, I get. Pocket square is not common unless you live in New Hampshire.
Mm.
You're not going to use it.
Now, a pocket square. You gotta blow your nose at that fancy snot rock.
You're turning into Ozzy Osbourne for some reason. Pocket square, I get, but like, look, if you've ever learned how to tie a tie, that muscle memory is there forever.
It ain't, man, I'm telling you.
Bro, I never wear ties. I never wear ties.
When's the last time you tied one?
Probably a year ago.
All right, you nailed it.
And I nailed it. I can tie a tie instantly. And Kimmy, she's on the phone right now, like this idea, there's different ties you need to tie. Every guy goes standard Windsor knot.
Yeah.
If you don't, you're a douche.
Yeah, I don't know any other knot.
Okay, thank you.
Right?
Right? Like, I don't know. I could try and look on the bright side here and think, well, maybe it's just kids asking how to do this, but you admitted you've Googled it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And if it's the second most popular question on Google in the last 15 years, there's a ton of adults asking, you would think.
Sure.
Right? Like,
well, think of working guys that don't ever wear ties and they got to go to a wedding or a funeral.
Okay.
You know.
But you dress up multiple times a year, even if you don't wear a tie all that much. Think about how many funerals, baptisms, weddings, court appearances.
Because I always thought like ties were going away. because everything's casual now. You could you can see guys going to work in suits. We got guys here that wear suits with no tie anymore.
Sure. But you can't go to a funeral without wearing a tie.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't.
What, like, the guy going to rise from the dead and scold you?
And then he's going to tie your tie for you. That's how common it is.
So half the time, the son of a bitch in a box ain't wearing a tie anymore. Everything's business casual, even death.
Heaven's casual now? Yeah. St. Peter?
Yeah.
Oh,
even hell, no tie.
Got to wear a tie in here now.
So hot in anywhere.
It could be moms searching that, like if they have to tie their kid's tie for an event or something. Because usually like it's your mom getting you ready for stuff like that.
Okay.
It could be like, yeah. It could be women searching for it, too.
Okay, look.
Yeah, like a little one, right. Go. Let's say a little one's got to go to a funeral. Got to tie a tie, like a little John, like a little Kennedy with the salute. You think he put that suit on himself? I don't think so. Jackie O had his tie-dye tie.
Yeah,
Jackie O. I got a tie-dye tie for you. Your father got shot in the head. I think it was the communists, and some people say it was a mob.
I forgot that Jackie O Googled it in 1968. 222-6000, the second most commonly asked question of the last 15 years of Google, how to tie a tie. Tommy is defending the non-tie
well,
tires.
Well, I did it. I can't rag on it.
Do you think Beaver Bob knows how to tie a tie?
Beaver Bob?
He's on CMF. Hey, Beaver Bob, how are you, buddy?
Good morning. Beaver Bob does not know how to tie a tie.
How?
No, I don't. You got to have the two best ties there are. First is the old one. Tommy remembers this, the clip-on.
Never clipped.
Just clipped on. Then you got the best one of all, which is out right now, the zipper tie.
All right.
Now there's a zipper tie.
There's a zipper tie. They sell them at Walmart.
Oh.
It like zips up on
them. Never heard of such a thing.
So, Beaver Bob, with all due respect, first of all, how old are you, buddy?
I am 58 years old Monday.
So, okay, happy birthday.
Thank you.
How do you make it 58 years as a man having never learned how to tie a tie?
Well, when you get the tie tied, you just loosen it up and you hang it in the closet.
You should do that for work all the time because I didn't want to keep retying a tie every day when I went to work.
Yeah, because, you know, that 13 seconds is, you know, time you're losing. Shut up. Bob, like, your dad never showed you how to tie a tie?
Well, they tried, but, you know, I'm not really a tie-wearing kind of guy.
So. Yeah, they're more beaver people.
All right, well, Bob, thanks. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just go for the pelt, you know.
Gotcha. Right. I wish I would have stopped you. Bob, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest
of
the
day. Okay.
All right. Take care.
Is that a skill that you forget over time? Or, like, once you know how to do it, do you know how to do it forever?
The tie?
Yeah.
I forgot.
Okay.
I don't know. No, he's wrong. Because it's
what do you mean wrong? I forgot. No, I'm wrong.
You might be dumb. Like, put it up on the pole.
I might be dumb? Or what do I do for a living? Dumb.
It's riding a bike. Put it up on the pole.
Okay.
Once you learn how to tie a tie, do you know how to tie a tie forever?
Obviously, you're wrong. It's the second most Googled thing in the history of goddamn Google.
Or people just aren't learning how to tie ties anymore, which again is strange.
Well, then
me.
Ties are going away.
That's weird because I heard ties are out of control. So I heard the break room.
So, real quick, because a lot of people are calling saying this. One of the reasons why the whole question of what time is it is so popular is because when you ask your smart device that, it puts that into Google.
But can't you just look at your... Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
Like, if you have the home device.
What time is it? Okay, but it's 15 years. Those home devices are new.
Yeah.
Only within the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it still doesn't justify tie.
All right.
222-6000. Google, with their technology, which collects all the questions we ask, turning 15 years old, they put out the five most common asked questions over the last 15 years. Number one was, what time is it? Number two, worldwide, most common asked question, how to tie a tie. Are you ready for the least shocking information of the morning?
Okay. What?
Ben is on CMF.
Oh, okay.
Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
You know what time it is?
Time for you to hang up.
No, that is. I know what time it is. Anyways, yeah, I'm 37 and still don't remember how to tie a tie.
I want to be.
Did you ever learn, though, Ben? Or was this something you just never learned?
I did learn how to do it. I went to disaster relief school, and I went to the Air Force. And
but you were in the Air Force?
Yes, I was.
You feel bad now?
No, I feel scared, man. How easy is it to get next to those jets with all the missiles on them?
Back after 9/11 is when I was in. But anyways, And at my wedding, my best man tied my tie.
Bro, there is no worse look than another grown man having to tie a grown man's tie.
I don't know how to do it.
Okay.
Okay.
Ben, thanks for the call. Thank you for your Air Force service, Ben. Have a good rest of the day. How do you go through the service and forget how to tie a tie?
I don't know. But you do.
Okay, no, I want to go back to something Ben said. If you are a grown man who does know how to tie a tie, for your own sake, do not ask another grown man to tie your tie for you.
I've done that. I had my stepson do it for me. I couldn't get the collar right.
You know, I feel like that role should be reversed.
Yeah.
I know.
Come here, Pops. Let me show you how to tie a tie.
I couldn't get the collar right,
Did
man.
He show you how to shave after two? Blow up a balloon for you? What you do, Dad? Bro, you lost all power in that house.
No kidding.
No, but I'm saying any...
Thanks for the tipperoo. 10 years too late.
Did he stand in front of you and do it?
I forgot how we did it. No, he was behind...
Who was he?
I think he was behind me. I don't remember.
Yeah, come here. Let me put my arms around you like this. What you do?
Is Junior.
Very, very sensitive moment. Was there jazz playing in the background too? Yeah. Very soft and cute. You know, so it's the... Yeah. How to tie a tie was the second one. Mm-hmm. The third most popular question over the last 15 years.
Right.
How to kiss.
How to kiss?
How to kiss.
That's got to be like little kids.
No, but again, it's the most popular worldwide over 15. So,
how to kiss?
Statistically, it would be impossible that it's all little kids how to kiss.
Well, just kids hitting like puberty or something. Like, who else would need to know that?
Are there grown men?
Yeah, that would be a weird thing. Yeah.
Like, I can see like a little kid, like, you know, because you think that's what you just do.
But like, I mean, first of all, how many 7-year-olds have access to Google over the last 15 years? 7 to 10-year-olds,
well,
whatever.
All of them know.
Are there grown men that are insecure about their kissing that are secretly Googling how to
making
kiss?
Making sure they're doing it right?
I'm not kissing you right.
Yeah,
if you tie my tie, I'll kiss you.
I don't even want to know it shows up because there's a video I may not want to see.
Well, just kissing.
No, it could be, you know, gross-ass people kissing, which is most people. Or like some like clinical person explaining the origins of the kiss.
We'll take one more call before we move on to the 26,000. Going back to the second most popular question in Google over the last 15 years, how to tie a tie. Alex has got the last word on CMF. Hey, Alex, how are you, buddy?
Doing pretty good. Since you're from Rochester, from the upstate New York area and stuff, I'm sitting here going, do you not realize that most people aren't Catholic, so we don't have to tie a tie every week? Or have to wear a tie every single day as a kid, so we never learn how to tie a tie.
No, but
because unless it's like a once a year event, we never had to tie a tie.
Okay, fair enough. But then blowing up your theory there, Tommy was raised Catholic. Tommy had to tie a tie every single day to go to school.
Oh, that's PTSD.
Is that what that is? Yeah. So, Alex, how old are you?
I am 33.
And you don't know how to tie a tie?
I barely know how to tie a half Windsor, and it always looks like crap.
The half Windsor.
Half Windsor, yes.
The lazy knot.
All right, Alex, look.
The laziest knot.
Don't you call in the show and blame my background for the fact that you don't have skills that a grown man should have, because that's what I'm hearing right now.
Oh, no. What I'm hearing is that you are obsessed with something that doesn't really matter.
Okay, fair enough.
Isn't that this whole country? Just obsessing about things that don't matter?
I'm going to run away on that one.
Okay, bye, Alex. That was it. See, that's why you should learn how to tie a tie, because when you don't, you sound like Alex.
Okay.
He did seem a little, like, angry, almost like envious that you know how to tie a good tie.
Yeah, he was, like, loud guy.
I'm going to run away now. Okay, bye. We're going to take a break quick.
All right.